Rights? Whose rights? Not yours, a lament by James Dalton. The people of the UK owe EU citizens nothing. Nothing. The people of the UK owe former EU employees nothing either. The EU, being the reputable governors that they claim to be, will have burgeoning pension funds to take care of that, right? Right? Rights. Whose rights? Who has them and who doesn't? Why do they, EU, foreign parties, our politicians and our media, demand from us promises for the future, demands which we do not make of them? The people of the UK are not forcing them, EU citizens, to be in our country prospering from the fruits of our forebears, yet we have welcomed them to do so. Why will Theresa May allow the besmirchment of the reputation of our nation by countenancing the UN Declaration on Migration Pact, more globalist control disguised as altruism? And why has this UN Pact received so little parliamentary scrutiny and media attention, just as the ongoing EU military integration receives little to no attention? Any sane leader of a nation would be denouncing the Migration Pact and reinforcing the birthrights of its people. But not Theresa May, your archetypal globalist puppet, weak, feeble, controlled and barren. Barren of honor, duty, conservatism and patriotism, a stain on our nation and a real and present danger to it. Whose rights? Future promises of immigrants' rights equate to the removal of the rights of indigenous peoples of a nation. Your land, your culture, your future is no longer yours. You have no right to it. No rights. For the right to it belongs to others, from anywhere, those deemed to have rights. The UN says so and the LibLabCon of the UK agree. You must house them, feed them and allow them to take from you what is yours, and the taxman will ensure that you do. And do not complain or talk negatively about your enforced displacement and the theft of your town, your village, your street, your culture. For you have no right to it, and if you suggest this situation is bad, prepare yourself for the jail where you can be kept away from the victims of your hate crime. A bare jail where you can consider your anti-social wrong think along with others suffering from right-wing extremists' tendencies. No. Do not complain, for voters voted for this when they voted LibLabCon. Didn't they? The UN Pact encourages the passing of laws to silence dissent over this overt plan to repopulate Europe with north of 59 million people in the coming decade. That's a lot of votes for Europhile left-wing parties. Hate-branded laws are already being implemented in the UK and the government through its institutions, schools, academia and controlled media are psychologically preparing the people for more draconian speech-restricting laws. It's happening, folks. It is not a dream. Ask Count Dankula, talk to a few millennials on humanities courses. Why is the prevailing wisdom that EU citizens have a claim over the UK and its people? Why do a governing classes believe selected foreigners have a claim over our land, our holdings and our life? Who are the governing classes working for? It's not you. Who are they profiteering from? That's you. If the UK government signs the UN Declaration on Migration Pact in Marrakech next week, you can be sure of one thing: it isn't working in the people's interest and it isn't working for you, your children or your grandchildren. There is a reason why immigration without consent is illegal and should most definitely remain so, because immigration without consent is invasion. If we do not love and protect our nation, we will have no nation to protect or love. The inferred rights that others hold over that which belongs to the British, their very land. This is not right or just and needs to be corrected. UK subjects have rights, fought for over centuries, and these rights are being undermined by a corrupt political elite, currently led by the Conservatives, backed up by the equally treasonous Labour Party, both parties tools of the globalist paymasters. Addicted to the power they have wielded for decades and the personal wealth and social status that they derive from it. Oh, for servitude in government. Good patriots need to act, en masse, actively, and engage on unseating the LibLabCon at the ballot box at all levels of government. Good patriots need to stand up and be counted. The nation has never needed it more. For an excellent detailed review of the UN Pact, please see Dr. Brian Brown's recent article. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. DVParty.uk.